Earlier this morning, I spoke to the SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, and began by asking him for his reaction to what the DUP has said.
Well, I think we're in a real mess. I think all of the progress that we've made over many decades has now been put at risk, and the Good Friday Agreement and the institutions that underpin it are under real pressure now, and I think we need to think very seriously about what happens next.
How are they going to square the circle over an Irish Language Act? Sinn Féin want one, and the DUP, they can't sell it to their base, clearly, whether they want one or not.
Anybody sensible understands that there's nothing to fear from Irish language legislation. But it seems to me, I mean, again, we're not in the room, we don't know the fine detail, but from what I'm being told is that the deal was already done. In fact, the deal was more or less done back in October, and they spent an awful lot of time going around the houses trying to figure out how they would present this. But this has all been blown apart over the last couple of days. People need to understand that the job here is to lead. The job is to recognise that we have to live together and work together and accommodate each other's difference. And that just can't be done by a British government propped up by the DUP. So the idea that that will be acceptable to people who don't support the DUP, well, it's just fanciful. You know, the Irish government have to have a very key role in any decisions that are made here.
Yeah,
going forward.
But
that's the only way to give. That's the only way to give proper.
But here's the problem: you say that no one has anything to fear over an Irish Language Act. However, many unionists clearly were fearful of an Irish Language Act and what it would do to their British heritage and culture. That was clearly a problem. And it manifested itself in the DUP grassroots. Whether the DUP won't tell us what was on the table, but Arlene Foster couldn't sell it even if she wanted to, could she? So it's a problem.
Well, it absolutely is a problem, but I suppose Arlene Foster has to realise that she has a hand in this as well. And the idea that you can whip up tension and whip up fears around something that there's nothing to be afraid of, and then expect people to then be ready to compromise after you've made them so afraid of something that isn't worth worrying about. So I don't understand the approach of the DUP. It's an old approach. It is whip up fear and tell everybody that they're under pressure and under siege, when in fact nobody is trying to put anybody under siege. It's a very strange form of Britishness where you can't accommodate anybody else's tradition.
Now that it's clear, Gregory Campbell this morning making it clear, and he wasn't using the words standalone, freestanding, he was saying it again. There's not going to be an Irish Language Act, full stop. Where do we go from here?
Well, why did the DUP agree to this, as everybody is telling
me? Well, did they?
Well, everybody is telling me. I don't know. I wasn't in the room. But everybody else is telling me that they agreed to this. And it seems as if they agreed to it. They allowed two governments to come here, two premiers to come here on Monday. And then all of a sudden, it had been the agreement had drifted away. But you asked me what happened next. What has to happen next is that the British government understand that that what underpins our peace process is a recognition that we have two nationalities, two communities, and we can't have one of those nationalities, one of those political parties, making decisions for everybody else. Because that is what will happen if we have direct rule here. That is what will happen if we don't have the Irish government having a very important role in the future of the North. Of course, our first preference is to have institutions in Northern Ireland. But if the DUP don't want to do that, and if Sinn Féin can't deliver that, then we have to have a very strong Irish.
The British government have made it clear there will not be joint authority. It's not going to happen, Colm. Reality check. It is not going to happen. And especially if the DUP are keeping the government afloat.
Well, so the rest of us can just be damned. That's what has to happen here, because the British government can't live up to the responsibilities. There is a thing called the British-Irish Intergovernmental Conference. That is the first thing that needs to happen. It is not the only thing that needs to happen, but in the very short term, that has to happen. It is in the Good Friday Agreement. We have all signed up to it, and the British government have signed up to the fact that there are two communities here. We need to all be looked after. Our interests need to be protected. They cannot do that in some committee room with Sammy Wilson and Gregory Campbell. That cannot be allowed to happen.
Well, you say that, but they've got the leverage.
Well, they also...
The DUP have the power and the leverage here.
Well, I mean, we can use all sorts of leverage. There's other things going on in the European continent right now big negotiations going on around Brexit. You know, there's all sorts of leverage that can be applied. The British government, forgetting about leverage, have to recognise their responsibility to all of us.
But Colin,
they have to recognise
their
responsibility to my community and every other community.
What leverage can you possibly apply?
The DUP.
What leverage can you possibly apply compared to the DUP keeping Theresa May in her job?
Let's set leverage to one side for a second, Stephen, and let's look at people's responsibilities. There's international obligations. There are agreements that we have all signed up to. The British government have to recognise that they're supposed to be a neutral player in all of this when it comes to the affairs of Northern Ireland. That's what they have signed up to. So they cannot then go off into a corner and agree the spending priorities and the policy priorities for Northern Ireland with the DUP. That is just not acceptable to anybody.
The Secretary of State is obliged to call an election within a reasonable period of time.
Under the law as it currently stands, yes, she is.
We're 13 months in now.
Well, I think she should change the law. I think she should make sure that we have a very strong Irish dimension. I think everybody will ask the question, what will an election achieve other than further polarising our politics at a time when we need to start to move together again, to get back to working together, to find a way to accommodate difference. We know what elections do in this place. They just drive people further apart. We've had enough elections. What we need now is a government.
Don't you think the public have had enough? They watch MLAs continue to take a full salary. There's no hit in the pocket of politicians. Meanwhile, members of the public are feeling this now.
Yeah, they're feeling it big time. You get no argument from me. I think I said on your show maybe 8 or 9 months ago that wages should be cut, that we should be paid for the job we're doing, but no more. I don't believe that should continue. I think the Secretary of State has a decision to make there, and I think she should make it.
What should she do?
I think she has a proposal on the table from Trevor Rainey. I think she should implement it.
What do you say to Sinn Féin this morning?
Well, I think what I say to both of them is that they went off into a private room over 13 months and tried to negotiate the formation of a government, and they utterly failed. Many of us proposed to both governments and to both parties over all of that period that was not the way to do it. And I think we've been, unfortunately, proven right. And what has now been delivered is potentially a British direct rule with the DUP in control. I mean, that doesn't serve anybody's interest. It doesn't serve nationalism and it doesn't serve unionism.
Is the Good Friday Agreement dead, Colin?
No, it is not dead, and it cannot be dead because there is no other solution. Remember, we spent decades trying to find a better solution, and people eventually listened to the SDLP and John Hume when he said, this is the way to do it. There's a three-stranded approach. We have to find accommodation. We have to work with each other. We have to accept that we're different, but we can be together and we can govern this place together. That is what we will eventually have to get back to. Sooner rather than later will be the best option for our people.
You said last night on Evening Extra you think things could spiral out of control. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean and what I said 13 months ago was it is very easy to pull this place apart. It is very easy to pull our institutions down. It is much more difficult to build them back up again and put them back together. We are now in a situation where people cannot see the route towards bringing
those
institutions
back. What does spiral out of control mean?
Well, I'm not trying to, use language that is any more inflammatory than it has to be. I'm saying this, it is a very serious moment in our politics. It is a very serious moment.
Spiral out of control.
We have to find a route back. What I meant by spiral out of control is if we cannot see a simple path back to devolution, then that is unravelling all of our progress. So we have to get back to understanding that this place only works when we work together. We have to start moving back together again. We have failed. This standoff has failed all of the public out there. We are facing Brexit. We are facing a health crisis. Our education system is being defunded. And immigration. People are leaving our shores to find work in far too high numbers. That is the job of a government. That is the job of politics. Let's get back to doing that.
Thank you very much. Colm Eastwood, thank you.